Now, there are things that you focus on in meditation, but essentially what you're confronting is kind of emptiness. You're confronting the fact that there's really nothing going on. And that sense of emptiness, like you don't really know what's out there, you feel uncertain, you're not sure about what's happening, is actually a very profound emotion. And it makes you kind of aware of yourself and this need that you have for pleasure all the time. What is the single most boring thing I've discovered about human nature? Something that isn't particularly sexy that people don't really think about. I'm going to turn this question around and say what that is about boredom itself, okay? Boredom itself is actually a very, very important emotion for humans to experience. When you're learning something, you're going to tend to be bored, right? It's tedious to learn how to play tennis, to learn how to play the piano, to learn algebra or anything like that in school. It involves some tedium and it makes you bored. And your response to boredom is going to set a pattern that you're going to have throughout your life and will either make you successful or make you a failure in life. And what I mean by that is the following. If when you are bored, your first response is, I don't want any more of this. I've got to go find something to distract me. I need instant gratification. I can't stand this feeling of having nothing to do, of being bored or something that's tedious. Okay, I better go play a video game. I better go watch online porn. I better go do something else to distract me from my situation, my circumstances. You want instant gratification. And that becomes the pattern you have throughout your life. Every time you feel slightly empty, you have to grab for something, okay? But that feeling of being empty, of being bored, is actually a positive emotion because it means that you can fill it with something actually productive and interesting. So you're learning to play the piano. It's tedious. It's boring, all right? And you go, but I know that eventually it's going to pay off. It's going to be fun if I get to a certain point. So right now I'm bored, but in 6 months, it's going to start being fun. I'm not going to reach for instant gratification. I'm going to push through my boredom and I'm going to fill my mind with practice, with the piano. And eventually it's going to be a very exciting thing. And then yes, you reach a level in 6 months and now you'll get bored again because you kind of hit a wall. And the same thing will go over and over and over again. Each time you hit a wall, each time you feel frustrated, you don't quit. You don't grab for something to distract you, to gratify you right then and there. Push through it. And then you reach a higher and higher and higher and higher level. Okay? When I meditate, for instance, I meditate in the morning and it's basically a process of completely emptying your mind. Now, there are things that you focus on in Zen meditation. You have things that are like koans and something you're supposed to repeat to yourself and think about. But essentially, what you're confronting is kind of emptiness. You're confronting the fact that there's really nothing going on. And that sense of emptiness, like you don't really know what's out there, you feel uncertain, you're not sure about what's happening, is actually a very profound emotion. And it makes you kind of aware of yourself and this need that you have for pleasure all the time. I know when I'm meditating, all these million thoughts start coming to me and distracting me and thinking about, oh, you know, in a couple hours, you need to do this, you need to call that person, you need to write that email, okay? And I know that I have to be able to turn that off and just empty my mind completely and relax. And it gives me a power and it gives me energy throughout the day to kind of empty the mind of all its thinking. Alter your sense of boredom. When it comes to human nature, we are probably the only animal that experiences boredom. And I think it was the philosopher Kierkegaard who said, boredom is the one emotion that drives 99% of human behavior. I know sometimes my cats get bored. I understand that. But humans, our level of boredom is much more extreme. And it's part of our nature as an animal that we don't have instinct, where we have to decide what we want to do, where we have all of these distractions. But I want you to think of boredom as something that's very productive and very powerful, and it can motivate you to keep pushing through it and to use boredom as a motivational device, not searching for instant gratification, but for a greater sense of fulfillment.